On the show today, we have CFE Federal Credit Union's Dan Sheeran providing us with his experience from Hurricane Irma and then the aftermath and all the great stories from CFE Federal Credit Union, what they're doing for the members. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Dan Sheeran from CFE Federal Credit Union. How are you, Dan?
I am well. How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Hey, and I'm glad you guys are doing well because you guys went through the ringer a week and a half ago or so with that pesky hurricane called Irma, who just kind of wreaked havoc on your state. Just to start out, how is everybody doing? Are you guys doing all right? The credit union doing okay? Employees, staff, all that stuff?
Yeah, I think we're finally starting to settle back into life as we knew it before Irma hit. We had a couple days there where folks had we had to go out and do the yard cleanup, and then we had to do the drive around town and go, wow, look at that. Wow, look at this.
Yeah.
We're back. I think we're pretty much back to normal now. Power's back, cable's back. Everybody's got their internet. There's milk in the grocery store. There's water on the shelves again. So nice. I think we're good.
Where are you guys located in the state of Florida, and where were you approximately to where the hurricanes? Because I heard it at the last minute, it veered east and went over to the other side of the state or something, kind of like missing Tampa and St. Petersburg and that stuff.
We're located in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
We have 22 branches located all around the greater Orlando area, and the hurricane basically rode right over the top of our entire.
Gosh. Uh-oh. Dan, are you there? You froze.
That was a good sign for everybody. So the eye of the storm basically came in on the West Coast and then rode right up the center of the state all the way up into Georgia. So we all had a little piece of the action.
I bet. Sounds like you guys had quite the ride. So how did your credit union prepare for this storm? What was your messaging to the staff and then the members, and how did they react?
We had a couple different tiers of communication. All the meetings started about a week before the hurricane made landfall. Started with some preliminary checks of our disaster recovery programs, things like that. We did backup checks on our IT systems, all of our communication systems. We started bringing in the marketing team, senior management on a daily basis to just kind of track the storm, make sure that everything was in line with the plans that we've gone through time and time again. As the week started pressing on, Wednesday, Thursday, we started doing getting communication pieces together for our website, making sure our idea will. How would they be able to access their money if they were evacuating and on the road, things like that. And then later on during the week, Thursday into Friday, we made some decisions to close the offices. We closed on Saturday and Monday. The idea for closing on Saturday was more internal. We wanted the CEO thought it best to make sure that the staff was able to tend to their homes, tend to their family. As we got later into the week, it was harder and harder to find gas, to find water, to find, canned goods, things like that. Mm-hmm. So we wanted people to be able to go and invest the time they needed to take care of their family. When you live in a hurricane, area, you've got to, bring in all the lawn furniture. You got to make sure all your yard tchotchkes, everything are taken care of. You can't leave anything in the yard or it could wind up flying through your window.
Right.
So there's hours worth of preparation with boarding up your house and all those sorts of things. So Saturday, they were leadership team for the credit union was kind enough to allow for the staff to go home and make those preparations. Monday, we were closed, obviously, because the storm was coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually wound up we were closed on Tuesday. We worked on a limited staff. We had senior management on site as well as some other key roles. We went through IT testing, communications testing. We visited all the branches to make sure there was no damage. We did cleanup, got everything prepared for, opening the doors again on Wednesday.
Okay. Wow. What a run through.
Yes. It's a lot of work, you know. You think sometimes, you know, what the total scope of a 500 mile wide storm could be. You know, like you were saying, originally they were tracking it to run up the East Coast to where we would be on the left side of the eye, which was a certain level of potential damage and things we could have been dealing with. Then it was going to come up the middle of the state where we were going to see the eye wall ourselves. Oh, wow. You know, so you're trying to make plans, and then, you know, things are shifting on a daily basis, and then, you know, after all was said and done, it took a completely different course than anybody expected. So and, you know, after that, you're just kind of left with looking back over things and making sure that you know, you could adapt to what may or may not have happened. So mm-hmm. It took us a day to kind of get our bearings and get ready to, you know,
Oh, you frozen. There you are. Now you're back. Keep freezing a little bit, Dan. There you are. The connection freezes every once in a while, so no worries. We'll work around that.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Now you're there. Hey, so you guys were basically back up, I guess, after, what, 3 days of being down? So you were back up Wednesday?
Right, Wednesday we were back open up with full access again.
Okay, very cool. Do you have any couple of stories that where your credit union really helped out? I mean, I'm sure you guys have a million stories, but are there a couple that stand out where your credit union really stepped up to help some members who may have been displaced?
You know, I think one of the most important things, Mike, I don't have one particular story over another, but okay. I can tell you, one of the things that we did, when we got back to Wednesday was we programmed some things into our system to monitor how often we were getting calls from members, in regards to, hurricane aftermath situations. Mm-hmm. We put into place three different disaster recovery loans, and we were, you know, it seemed like member after member was calling in with wow. needs, and we were able to provide short-term loans to members. You know, I think we were doing a $1,200, just a quick, you know, quick loan at 0.75%. So we were doing the best that we could to help members meet the needs in the exact moment. And we just saw over and over and over again, not only the need being there, but the ability to be able to provide for those needs.
That's huge. That is so huge. And from this, I mean, what did you guys learn from this event? Because obviously, you know, there's going to be other hurricanes in the future. I mean, living in the state of Florida or around the Gulf of Mexico or in the Caribbean or on the East Coast, for that matter, there's going to be hurricanes. So what did you guys learn from this one that will help you guys continue to do better and better for the ensuing ones?
Sure. I think from a business perspective, one of the key takeaways is always, you know, just preparation, you know, doing your homework, yeah. making sure that everybody's on this page, that we are, you know, all thinking with one mind. We are all executing one plan so that we are as efficient as possible. We also wanted to make sure that we were getting as much information out to the members as possible. We were using social media, mm-hmm. posting on our website. We had messages for us in the call center to be able to kind of get information out to the members. You know, we had a lot of people being displaced, so we were, you know, sharing them information about where they were going. They would be able to, you know, if ATMs were up, where to access money, where to share branching locations, things like that. The other thing I think that we learned, you know, from a more personal aspect is, you know, as a financial institution, you know, I guess you don't always maybe think about when you're doing your work from day to day, the impact you have on the lives of people. But when folks are, you know, when they're in a situation like this, you know, the entire state of Florida was under duress. There was a need to provide for their family. There was a need to protect their family. Mm-hmm. There was, you know, people were spending money they wouldn't have normally spent to make sure they had water bottles in their house and tarps and you know, just expenses you never think about. Right. So when on the back end of it all, you had to make decisions to take care of your family on the front end. On the back end of it all, to be able to refund an NSF fee or provide a short-term loan or they're fixed, you know, by helping them find affordable financing, you really do kind of start to begin to see a human aspect of things that isn't necessarily there from, you know, on a regular Monday. So it was really kind of neat to be able to have some conversations with some members and help them see that we are committed to, you know, helping them, you know, have their needs met and being able to take care of things moving forward.
Isn't it amazing? As you're telling me that, it's like, I'm just thinking, it's like, isn't it amazing the stuff that we take for granted? But then when something is threatens that, all of a sudden all these needs have to be met, that the stuff that we just kind of in our daily lives that we don't even really think about, we just kind of do. And all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, I need water, you know?
Yeah, we were laughing about a meme we had seen on social media that says you survive every day on a 6-pack of Coke until a hurricane comes, then you need 40 gallons of water apiece. So, yeah, you never think about, you know, how am I going to flush my toilet?
Right.
How am I going to wash my face?
Get gas,
things that I do
car.
Every day without thinking about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, trying to find gas was, you know, 2 or 3 hour job to go out and be able to, you know, and although a lot of people were piecing a full tank of gas together. They'd give $4 or $5 before a pump ran out.
Oh, wow.
And then another cut. It was just a whole process.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, Dan. Oh, well, I'm glad you guys are doing okay now and glad everyone is safe and sound. And just to kind of wrap up here, what can we do kind of collectively nationwide to help you guys out? Is there anything, you know, obviously our thoughts and prayers are with everybody there in the state of Florida as Houston and Puerto Rico and the Caribbean right now. So just what can we do? Is there anything we can do?
Helping out, you know, the credit union movement in an overarching sense, you know, is always finding ways to utilize their partnerships to maximize the potential of the movement as a whole. And I think what we're trying to do right now is we're trying to, you know, focus on, you know, what can we do to help folks down in Puerto Rico?
Right.
I know I have a lot of employees in my department, you know, they hadn't heard from their grandmother in a couple of days or, you know, whatever, just anything we can do.
Yeah.
You know, I know a couple pilots, you know, in my personal life, you know, I'm asking them if they can, you know, get people involved. So as just again, from the human perspective, like how can we come alongside of one another as a community and, you know, take all of our resources and pull them together to try to make sure that everybody that is involved in our circle of influence is cared for and, you know, do the best that we can to help encourage and to build each other up and kind of hold each other up, you know, during times like this.
And credit unions do that oh so well. So very cool stuff. Dan, thank you so much for hanging out with us here for a few minutes to share with us your story and the experience and what your credit union is doing. Some great stories that you guys are doing for members out there in Florida. And keep up the good work, okay?
My pleasure. Thanks, Mike. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.